almost about playing with him and, you know, playing so many years on defense with him.
Yeah, I mean, my first memory of AJ was coming in this building and just being really excited about not only being a Packer, but having watched his college career and then coming into the NFL, his, you know, immediate success over him. I was kind of, you know, eager to meet a guy of his stature. So, but one thing I, you know, take away from his game was his reliability and dependability. You know, he was always out there, hardly ever missed a play, very rarely missed a game. He was always kind of the leader of the defense and really kept everyone together, knew the calls, got everyone lined up. So I think, you know, his dependability, durability is what will, you know, has left an imprint in me and hopefully the fans here as well in watching him.
After the season played out, to see Nick coming back, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I was happy about it, especially, you know, with the loss of, you know, Julius taking off to Carolina, you know, Dayton going to Minnesota. We lost a few pass rushers, but to re-sign Nick, I think that was really important. And he's obviously, you know, started off with a few injuries, but I think he really showed his potential and is really starting to come on his, you know, in his fourth, fifth year in the league. So now it's just about, you know, continuing that, continuing to improve upon that, you know, myself included. I mean, when you can have us as bookends and keep us healthy, I think that's a pretty good pass rush tandem. So hopefully that's the case moving forward, and hopefully we can continue to, you know, kind of form some continuity working together.
Pressure is probably the wrong word, but what kind of an opportunity is there for Kyler Fackrell this year?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, he obviously got some work last year, was able to, you know, jump in the game when guys needed a blow and whatnot, and I think he probably grew dramatically from, you know, coming from a small school and being a mid-round guy, but, you know, to where he's at now and where he could go, it's a huge opportunity. Him and J-Rone, you know, big opportunity for those guys to kind of show their potential with, I'm assuming, a little more playing time.
You mentioned Nick's health. How are you doing? I mean, you had a
rough season. Yeah, it definitely was rough. I feel great. You know, fortunately, you know, the shoulder wasn't going to heal up until I had a full off season to recover. So it's as close to 100 as, you know, I can ask for. So it'll continue to keep getting stronger, but you know, fortunately I didn't need any surgery on it, just you know, building up the muscle and you know, everything around it. So I'm feeling good, you know, feeling ready and eager to really get after the season. Reminds me a lot of you know, after the 2013 season, which I you know, had to have surgery on my thumb, and coming back off season was difficult and trying to get back up to speed, but you know, ultimately bounced back that year, and you know, I'm real eager and kind of chomping at the bit to get back out there and show my worth and finally you know, have some health on my side.
Questions were raised in the whole pass defense with the secondary, with Sam not coming back, Mike gone, Quentin and Demarius kind of just having that little bit of a slump last year, or are there answers out there that are in this building that you can...
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough when you lose, you know, guys, you know, Micah departing here for, you know, greener pastures, and, you know, Sam not being with us anymore and unfortunately dealing with his injuries, but... you know, Mike and Quentin, we have all the, you know, the confidence in the world in them. They had, you know, amazing rookie years. And, you know, we're expecting them to bounce back even more so. I know there was a lot of, you know, kind of pressure put on them. And they dealt with some things in their own right with injuries and whatnot. But I think they're ready to kind of take that next step in their career. And, you know, obviously bringing the house back is very familiar with the defense and, you know, the whole city of Green Bay. Hopefully we can plug them back in. But... you know, we feel good about where we're at, especially, you know, our two guys on the back end with Morgan and Haha coming off a, you know, incredible season that, you know, we feel good about. Obviously, you know, we didn't finish where we needed to, and that's obviously a joint effort with not only the DBs but the pass rush. But, you know, we have a lot of optimism heading into this year with, you know, with our entire defense, and I think you need to.
It's obligatory that we ask you, are you going to play inside at all this year?
Yeah, hey, it's day, what is it, day zero today? No, it's day one. You know, and I'm not sure, you know, from my exit interviews last year and then obviously, you know, having a few interviews already with my position coach this year, I think the flexibility of myself being able to play multiple positions is really going to help this defense out. So what I'm going to do is just stay ready for, you know, whatever it is they ask me to do. I've said that in the past, and I've had success both on the outside and inside. And, you know, ultimately, I think it's just about being ready. And you know, Dom always puts me in a position to succeed. So, we'll see. You know, I mean, it's really early right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I end up, you know, playing all over the defense.
Is the week-to-week wear and tear different? In other words, when you play a week-to-week outside versus week-to-week inside, does your body feel differently on Monday or Tuesday?
It's, you know, obviously with playing outside, it's, you know, a little more explosive energy and burst, whereas inside you're taking more hits. So you kind of pick your poison in that regard. But, you know, really just, you know, looking at the last year, just, you know, I – starting week two, I had health issues, and it just kind of lingered throughout the season. And the shoulder injury wasn't, like I said earlier, wasn't one of those things that could get any better until the off season. So frustrating in that regards, but I think wherever they line me up, I'll be all right.
My apologies if you didn't ask us any memories
of
AJ.
Yeah. Now, yeah. What I was saying earlier was that. Some of my fondest memories are of coming in this building and meeting AJ right off the bat, having watched his, 3 or 4 year career when I was still in college at that point when he was with the Packers, had immediate impact and, was that guy with the long hair that everybody knew who he was. And I think even more so than that, was his, reliability, dependability, in which he can just, line up with the other 10 guys on defense, get us lined up and put us in a position to excel. And he was always accountable, never missed, hardly ever missed a game or a play. And I think that's, one of those things that sticks out most to me was the fact that, that middle linebacker position was always, accounted for by him.
If you're moving around, obviously you've lost Daytona and Julius are gone. And what's the next step for Kyler and Jameron to pick up some of that void then?
Yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, obviously it looks like, with Nick and myself being on the outside and losing those, two great players in Julius and Dayton, it's just increases their opportunity to get in there and make plays. And Jaron has continued to show flashes throughout his career. We just ask that he, does it on a consistent basis. And, when he got his opportunities last year, he did. So we'll ask him to keep improving upon that. And same with Kyler being, from a small school, mid-round guy, coming in here to making a few splash plays, he'll have, what I expect to be more opportunities. So, with everybody, we just ask that they continue to improve their game no matter what year they're in the league.
Clay, five years ago when Nick was drafted in the first round, the vision, I think, was for you guys to be the edge setters on opposite sides. Mm-hmm. And injuries with him and somewhat with you and then moving around, that hasn't really happened. But is that potentially going to be – is that vision going to maybe come to fruition a little bit more this year than maybe it has in the past?
I think so. In fact, I just had this conversation with, Nick, when we got into town, and it was just that – we've had years where, Nick's had an exceptional year last year and I was bitten by the injury bug. And I've had years that where I've gotten after the quarterback and he hasn't been able to finish the season. So, if you're able to put us together, I think, the possibilities are very great. It's obviously a volatile position, but at the same time, he's feeling good about where he's at right now. I'm feeling good about where I'm at. And hopefully we can kind of, be what, Ted and everyone envisioned us when, not only drafted me in 09, but was it 12 or something when Nick came in the league? So hopefully that's the case.
Clay, what does this defense need to do to get you back to where you guys were at that Super Bowl level and even in 2014 when you guys pretty much shut down Seattle for most of that championship game? What do you need to do?
I think it's just, you look at those teams and not only the players in which we have, which I feel like we have enough of those players on this team, playmakers, but it's really about the attitude and the mantra. And, it's probably time to get back to, people probably laugh at me when I say, we like to make us a defensive team because obviously with Aaron at the helm, it'll never be known as that. But, it's probably about time we, kind of take things over a little bit in our regard. And even when, the offense has been playing very well, we've just got to find ways to, get after the quarterback, shut him down in the pass game, the run game, and create turnovers. Just really kind of be those defenses that we were in the past. And, hopefully the spots when we had weakness last year and, we can just kind of shore those up and the spots in which we had success, we can just continue to get better. But there's a lot of optimism heading into this year, and we feel good about where we're at, the health of our players, and the guys willing to take the next step.
I asked this because of TJ Watt coming into this draft. Going back to, 09 when you were coming out, was there pressure with your last name to live up to the bloodlines and all that, or how did you do that?
No, growing up, I feel like people put more pressure on me than I put on myself just for having the last name. And I think that's really driven by the fact that I always wanted to be, more successful than, just having the last name Matthews and the pedigree that was kind of established. But yeah, obviously everyone's going to expect big things out of him with how well JJ has been playing in this league. But, I think he just wants his shot, and I know kind of mock draft boards have him potentially coming here, which would be great if he's shoot even half the player, that his brother is. But I'm sure there's pressure on him. But if he's anything like his brother, then he'll have a drive and work ethic that is that can't be matched.
We are coming
last
up
couple for Clay.
What was it like for you when you were going through that approach that couple days before you actually got to hear your name called?
it was crazy. You know, I think the greatest thing about it was that I can kind of put everything I had done or didn't do in college to rest. And that's what's so great about the draft is, or, you know, even being a free agent, once you sign onto a team is that, you know, you can kind of put everything that happened in your past behind you and you can focus on something, you know, that's new with a new team. But at the same time, there's a, you know, a lot more that goes into it being that it's a business. But, you know, I did everything that I thought I needed to do to, you know, get ready for the draft. And, you know, with where I thought I was going to go, I kind of had to keep an open mind. And I don't know if I told you guys this 8 years ago, but my mom actually thought it was the Patriots who drafted me. So for about an hour and a half, she was excited that I was going to New England and was disappointed when after an hour and a half, it was actually Green Bay. But, you know, I think she's come around to being a Packers fan now. So.
Why did she think
that?
I think New England had a 26th pick. And they traded late, and she's like, even when she comes to Lambeau to watch the game, she doesn't like watching me. She likes, you know, playing with the kids or just keeping her mind off it. So somehow it got lost in the shuffle when she thought I was a Patriot for almost 2 minutes. But
did you tell her? How did that?
I don't know how she found out. She let me know like a week after. She was disappointed. I said, Mom, it was a great opportunity. But I think, you know, after the culture, you know, that Green Bay has established here, she's doing all right as a fan now.
It kind of seems like the main fixtures, you, Jordy, Aaron, you're all 30 and older. What does it mean to still young? You know, what does mean to, you know, have that experience, but, you know, be young and just the mental aspect of that for everyone else coming in, knowing that the time is, you know, now?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even breaking down the team today, you know, you look at the turnover that you have each and every year, and it's an unfortunate part of the business, but, you know, I was telling my wife the other day, I think I'm the last person from the, you know, the 09 draft class with TJ taking off. So it's crazy to see the turnover, but at the same time, it just kind of reinforces your leadership role on this team. And you're right, talking about guys like Aaron, Jordy, myself, and some of the other players, I think it just puts an extra emphasis because, you know, we're not getting any younger. And at the same time, you know, our window for success and winning another championship is, you know, closing as you know, we continue to get older. So I think it just puts extra emphasis on the fact that, you know, we got to get these young guys going and we got to shore up any shortcomings in which we have. But at the same time, it shows that they have, you know, faith and trust in you and that you're doing something right. So hopefully I can continue that for a few more years.